Pippa's on Twitter.
You can tweet her at PJC Hudson.
Now, if you are parenting teenagers, one of the issues that many of you will have come across would be dealing with acne or skin breakouts. Completely normal, of course. As many as 95% of those aged 11 to 30 are likely to suffer from some degree of acne at some point in the journey. But of course, the severity differs greatly. Some get just a couple of blackheads and the odd breakout, and then it all passes by quite easily. Others face really serious ongoing skin issues that can have a huge impact on self-esteem. So it's a great pleasure to welcome back to the show dermatologist Dr. Nompelo Gansho to talk to us today about managing acne in teens. And to answer any questions you might have, a reminder that Dr. Gansho is a registered dermatologist who is in private practice at the Century Medical Suites in Century City. If you'd like to ask a question, send a WhatsApp to 072-567-1567 or call us on 021-446-0567. Dr. Nompelo Gansho, welcome back. It's lovely to have you on the show again.
Good afternoon, Peppa, to you and your listeners, and thank you for having me again.
It's always a pleasure. Let's start with a reminder about what actually causes acne. Are there many different varied causes, or is it all attributable to one source?
Okay, so we basically have four things that play a role. During puberty or teenage years, hormones play a very big role.
Yeah.
So the hormones tell your sebaceous gland, which produces the oil, to produce more oil. So there's increased oil production. Also, the pores do become blocked. And also, there is a genetic side to it. So people will like after the mother or after the mother. Yeah. So those are the four basic things.
Okay, thank you for that. You've touched there on, I think, different causes, but you also get different kinds of acne and how it presents, don't you?
Yes. So you basically have the common form of acne that everyone knows, all those whiteheads and the blackheads. And you also do get the big pimples, which we call nodulocystic acne. So when you have those big ones. And also, it's not only on the face. One can also get acne on the chest and also on the back.
Okay. Now, our first question already in from our listener, Dane in Hermanus, who says, I'm a teacher and I regularly speak to my learners about acne. As a teen, I was lucky to be able to go to a dermatologist and be prescribed Accutane. But so many of my learners do not have those resources. What is the best advice I can give them that actually works?
Yeah. So I think the first thing will be, we talked about the closed pores. So washing your face is very important. So when one goes to a shop, there are certain ingredients that we look for when it comes to acne treatment. So if they cannot go directly to a doctor, when they go to the shop, they must look for something that have got salicylic acid. So we usually have 1 to 2% salicylic acid available. That's usually for the wash.
Yeah.
And then for the creams that they can use, they can look for a cream that will have a benzyl peroxide. So that helps to dry up the pimples, work on the bacteria that causes the acne. So that will be the first step. And then if they do happen to go and see a doctor, then depending on how bad acne is, because it's not always as bad to need oral medication.
Yeah.
There are some topical treatments that one can use before they can move on to get the oral medication.
Obviously, a lot of people concerned about the oral medication because it's known to have quite significant side effects. It's got to be managed very carefully. You've got to be very careful about birth control for girls who are on it, but skin management, dry lips and that sort of thing. Dr. Gansho, are the treatments getting better? Is ongoing research helping to minimize those side effects? Or is it pretty much, sorry, you've just got to deal with them if you want that treatment?
It's not a new medication that has come out, but one can use lower doses of the medication. Remember, what people are always scared of is what we call isotretinoin, which commonly known as Roaccutane. So if you go on a low dose of that, it is weight dependent and it's also accumulative. So it has to be calculated accordingly. So you can go on a low dose, but that will mean that one is going to go through a lot. And one of the biggest side effects of it is the mouth, the dryness of the lips, the eyes. So one can add an omega as part of the treatment so that the side effects are not so bad.
Okay.
But if the acne is not so bad, then one can go on oral antibiotics, which have less side effects.
Okay. And of course, there are now products to help you manage those side effects. Even the very dry lips and eyes, etc. There are products you can use to help minimize those and manage those side effects while the treatment's underway. Okay. What about those who perhaps got to treatment a little bit late and already have scarring from acne? Dr. Gancho, is there anything that can be done to reduce that scarring after the fact?
So scarring is always a major problem. So one has to go through a process. When one scars, there is a damage to the elastin and the collagen on the skin. So one of the basic things that we'll use are the retinoids. So one can use retinoids, and then if that is not working to the way that the person wants, one can go for things like microneedling, lasers can be done, and also chemical peels can be done to help to improve the scarring.
Okay, that's good to know as well. So there are options. Would you have that conversation with the same dermatologist who treated the acne, or would you need to go and see a beauty therapist rather?
Okay, it's always best to have all the treatments with the dermatologist that is treating your skin.
Okay.
Because they can, from the beginning of your treatment, everything will be packaged nicely for you so that each and every step that you go through, you know exactly what to be done. And sometimes people are on a low dose of the isotretinoin and would like to start some treatment to avoid other side effects. So your treating dermatologist will be able to guide you through all of that and to watch out for the other side effects. Because when you're on isotretinoin, your skin is very sensitive. So there are certain things that one cannot go to. So it's always best just have a chat with your doctor. If your doctor is unable to help you, then they will guide you through to the right people that will do the treatment properly for you.
Okay, thanks for that. One of our listeners asking on the WhatsApp line, if you wash your face with water, does the temperature of the water have any impact?
We always say use lukewarm water, not too much heat. And cold water, usually because there's that oil build up on your skin, so usually it doesn't work out nice. So lukewarm water is always the best.
Okay, thank you. And then another listener asking about treatment for acne rosacea. Will you just please briefly explain what that is before we talk about treating it?
Okay, so rosacea is what is called rosy cheeks. I actually just saw now one of my patients just walked out now with that. So it's basically rosy cheeks, which is the inflammation on the face. So it can be on the cheeks or just the mid face. And then what happens sometimes, there are certain stages. It's about 3-4 stages. Just the redness, and sometimes there can be pimples associated with that. Some people usually have a big nose, and some people there can be some eye involvement. So there is some people do itch, tend to itch, so it seems to be associated with a mite. So one of the treatments that we'll use, it has to be anti-inflammatory. The heat does make it to flare up. So it's anti-inflammatory medication for the skin, and also one can go on oral antibiotics to help, or a topical treatment that has got ivermectin in it that will help as well.
Okay,
but depending on the stage and the severity of it, then you tailor in your treatment like that.
Okay. Just for those who came in late to the conversation, our guest on the line is Dr. Nompalo Ganshaw, who is a registered dermatologist practicing in private practice at Century City, talking today about teens and acne. And yeah, Tandi, thank you for the reminder on the WhatsApp line saying it's so important to let people know about the higher risk of depression if going on to Roaccutane for acne. Dr. Ganshaw, do you want to talk a little bit about that? I mean, I know when one of my kids went on to it, we got a really sound and thorough explanation from the treating dermatologist about the side effects, including the note to please monitor their mood very carefully. Does that sort of waver according to the how high the dosage is, or is it a risk at any dose?
Yeah, so it can be a risk at any dose, Pepper. For everyone, one can be sensitive to medication. So I think especially with the social media, it's something that is very highly rated, the depression thing. Yes, it can be a side effect in some people, but it's not like such a high risk. Remember, someone that have got bad acne, they're already not in a good space, because people with acne can be depressed as well. So acne is not just the skin. So it's important when you start one on treatment, you have to explain to them that their skin is going to firstly flare up when they start the medication, especially on the first month. And you just monitor them. Some people usually, it's, you know, medication is available in different brands. So some people, usually it's a certain brand that they are sensitive to one ingredient in it, and then they can be depressed. But really, from my experience in practice, it's really it's not a big deal at all.
Okay, so it's a risk that is there, but not a particularly large one, but one obviously to be mindful of and to be watchful for if you're putting your child onto that treatment. Thank you. We've got a voice note that's come through. Let's take a listen to that.
Good afternoon, Papa. I have a question for your guest. Does consuming drugs also trigger acne? Thank you very much.
That's a very interesting question. Thanks. I wanted to ask about lifestyle habits that can contribute. Let's start with that direct question. Do drugs play a role at all?
I think not directly, indirectly, because people that are using drugs, usually they don't take care of themselves. So that normal grooming, washing your face, using your treatment, that's usually the problem. So the medication, some medication can make acne to flare up, things like anti-epileptics and some antidepressants, especially lithium-based medication, they can make the skin to flare up.
Okay, so that's a really tough one to manage, because I would imagine it's quite hard to then be treating both the epilepsy and the acne at the same time. You must have to be very careful about the medications and how they interact.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, thanks for that. In terms of lifestyle habits, I mean, you've spoken about the importance of good hygiene and regular face washing. Is there anything else in terms of lifestyle factors that can be a trigger for acne? Diet, for example, stress?
Makeup is usually the biggest thing.
Okay.
So makeup people, it's important after end of the day, they have to wash off their faces. They mustn't go to bed with the makeup. Lifestyle, stress does make the skin to flare up. Every skin conditions, when one is stressed up, it tends to flare up.
Yeah.
And then things that people will eat, we say sugary things, they can make the skin to flare up as well. And some people, for some dairy, there was a study that was done looking at jelly tots and dark chocolate. Dark chocolate seems to flare up skin more than the jelly tots. So the thought behind it is the hormones that are involved in that.
That's really interesting. I would have expected the opposite, actually. Okay, so stay off the sugary foods. Try and maintain the stress, minimize the stress, rather. And that's good advice about never going to sleep in your makeup, whether or not you suffer from acne. I think that's generally good advice. What about environmental factors? Can pollution or a very high aircon in the work environment or anything like that play a role?
The heat can do that, because you sweat, your pores are becoming closed up. So it can make your acne to flare up.
Right.
And also another thing, people that work in restaurant, especially the ones that are cooking at the back, all that heat, that steam, and also the oil that they come across when they are busy cooking, that can also make the skin to flare up.
One of our listeners asking, please, if I can spell your name. It's Dr. G-A-N-T-S-H-O, Dr. Gancho. Thank you for the interest. I suspect you have a new patient looking you up as we speak, Dr. Gancho. Let's carry on with some listener questions. A reminder, we've got about 5 more minutes to take your voice notes and WhatsApps to 072-567-1567. The next question is, can you get acne from not shaving correctly?
That one, we don't call it acne, Pepper. We usually get it. It's more common in people of color.
Yeah.
We call it acne keloidalis nuke or acne folliculitis. So when you shave your hair, the hair is curled. So it doesn't come out of the hair follicles. And then it causes those small pimples, but it's more of keloids than just the acne pimples.
And is the solution to that to be a little bit more careful in your shaving and to use better lubrication for shaving, or what else can be done?
People can use a scissor. It is time consuming, but they can use a scissor so that they don't cut their beard too short.
Okay.
And also there are powders available for shaving, so they can use those shaving powders. So there we found that the problem is not so much, because the machine tend to irritate the skin when they are busy shaving as well. So that's what they can do to avoid.
Thank you for that. Let's take a listen to another question that's come in as a voice note.
Hi, Papa. Hi, Doctor. Just a quick question. My son is 13, and he's got, like, waves of acne and blackheads, and then nothing, and then he gets again, and then nothing. And I want to know, would coffee or could would coffee have an impact on it, on the amount? He drinks quite a bit of coffee, up to the point where we stopped him, and then we noticed, and I don't know if it's by chance, that the his acne levels, pimples in there, dropped. And then when he's back on coffee again, then he gets quite a bit. Obviously, I know coffee's not good for a kid, so we have stopped him. But yeah, would that have an impact on him? Energy drinks as well, as far as I know, they contain, I think it's caffeine.
Would coffee play a role, Dr. Gancho?
I think it's more of the milk in the coffee pepper.
Ah.
But there hasn't been any studies that suggest that coffee does cause acne, but I think it will be more of the milk that we talked about.
Okay, so the dairy products. Okay, thank you for that. All right, 072-567-1567 if you want to pop through a last voice note or text WhatsApp. Somebody is saying, I've heard that you've got to be very careful about mixing acne medications and products, that you have to look very carefully at the label and the ingredients to not overlap some products. Any comment on that?
So the acne products, remember we talked about salicylic acid. So salicylic acid does irritate the skin. So one has to look at the percentage of the salicylic acid used, and also some retinoids that one will use, and the benzyl peroxide. So it's basically the irritation. So if you are using one, try to go on a low percentage of that one. Let's say if you are using the salicylic acid, just go for 1%. And then with your benzyl peroxide, that one can go as high as 5 or 10%. And then you just use maybe a lower percentage of that. But it's also important when one starts using the products, you mustn't start everything all at once. Introduce one thing so that you can see how your skin is tolerating it. And then if you're on oral medication, your skin will be sensitive. So there are certain products that you're not supposed to use.
Okay. Let's finish with one last question, which I think is a really good one to end on. Thank you, Sam, for asking it. Will acne clear up naturally over time if you don't go down the medical treatment route?
Yes, it will clear up. But I think because of the mental impact in it, people always prefer to go and treat. However, for some people, it doesn't clear. It can continue from teenage years up until adult.
Sure.
Adulthood,
okay.
Yeah.
And of course, you've also got to take into consideration the scarring that might be left if you don't treat it while you've got it. So difficult one, and obviously a different treatment protocol for different circumstances. It's not a one-size-fits-all answer. But Dr. Gancho, thanks. You've given us a very good broad overview today. And I hope that's been helpful to our listeners. It's always a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you, Pepa. Good day.
Keep well. Dr. Nompelo Gancho, who practices in Century City, a registered dermatologist.